Muslima Wandering. Muslima Wandering wades through lapping water like a dreamer who has lost touch with earth. Muslima Wandering learns womanhood through falling in love. For the first, she bought strawberries and took them to Les Fontanades. For the second, she bought many things: a small plush fox, bunches of lavender, fountain pens, corduroy pants, aventurine, baby eggplants from the school garden, and gridded notebooks. For the third, she bought a heavy black moonstone, oval-shaped with scars of light running through the middle. Muslima Wandering calls to Allah during her bleakest moments. Sometimes on a prayer mat, once in Dakar while a heat wave washed over the city, twice while dancing on Karachi rooftops, and often in front of her beloveds, friends who were family, friends who were loyal, friends who betrayed, friends who wanted to be more than friends, friends who were more than friends, friends who fell in between the lines, friends she had to stop calling her friends. Muslima Wandering is not me. She's more. Ethereal and messy at once, a collective of truths, sometimes secret details, exchanged like whispers over the phone, confessions, every moment we dared in this world, admiring the peach flickers at the end of a cigarette, the tomatina cheeks of some beloved, a gathering of femininity, the fight in a daughter demanding from father, from Hafiz, from authority. We were always accepting, obedient, wholly submitting, until we found we could not do it anymore. It was then that we became Muslima Wandering, believer, lover, spirit, treading towards light.